This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman. Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 30 years and has won numerous national and local tournaments. Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, hour number three. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show this morning.
Good morning, sickos. This is Shagun.
All right, Shagun, here we roll as we move on a Saturday morning. No better way to start off the third hour than with our buddy down in Corpus, Captain Cliff Webb. Cliffy, what's up?
What's up, Mickey?
What's going on, man?
Well, just a lot. I've been really busy this week. I think I passed myself a couple of days ago, man. I'm just, like, going nuts over here. Had puppies. You know, I told you last time that I talked to you last Saturday. We were waiting on that litter of puppies. So we had
right,
the puppies.
I got the picture from you. I saw the three laying there. How many did she
have? Yeah, buddy, had four. She had four, and one of them didn't make it, so had three. But what the deal was is we have a really good bloodline at Mike Herring Bloodline, and we have a great puppies. That dog's from one of my dogs, puppy off my dog. So we're trying to find these really good studs to breed her with. You know, it has to be perfect. He has perfect. You know, you have to, you know, how much you go through. So we find a stud last year, and the stud never does get together with it. It's a weird deal. So my son buys a male dog. You know, male dog's only about 8 months old, and they got together. So being a young stud, it wasn't, you know, he wasn't quite as potent as he should be. So they only had the three puppies. But boy, they're beautiful, you know, just absolutely beautiful.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, it's nothing like lab pups. Now they're trying to. I'm telling with those two grandkids of mine, good luck getting rid of them. So I said they may have a. I already thought of names of all of them. I said, good luck, buddy.
But anyway. The only bad thing is the terrible twos, like a kid going through, man. You know, once you finally get them broke through all the chewing incidents and everything else, and then they just turn out to be such great dogs, man.
Yeah. And so many dogs are so different. You know, all labs are different. You know, my son's got that male now that's 8 months old. He's the most well-behaved 8-month-old I've ever seen. Doesn't chew up nothing, just nuts. You know, every once in a while you get one of those, and then you get one.
I had one like that. You know? I really did.
Yeah. You know, just super good deal. But our fishing, Mickey, was really good this week. It started out early in the week, and we're on the backside of that moon. And, man, we were in these fish, could not get them to eat. And it's typical moon face deal where you don't leave, you stay in them, and that's what we've been doing. I stay in the school of redfish, and I follow this thing, and they just snob everything I throw at them, you know, and I pull off them, go back to some trout, and you know, about 2 hours I pull them in, and they eat everything you throw at them. It's just weird how they just, man, they ain't eating, just not doing it, you know?
True.
But just last part of the week, man, we got some big fish. I got stood up Friday. I was so mad. This guy, Mike Harvey, and stood me up at the dock, never showed up, but I took my friends out yesterday. Yeah, Friday. I took my friends out. We just hosed them, man. My first fish was 26. Then Steve was fishing a little farther down. He got a 28. Then another guy got a 29. So Friday was just off the chart on top water. But had to fish it with my friends. But anyway, that's all right. It was a good day. If you're going to be stood up on a good day.
Hey, if you ever get low on friends, just give me a call, buddy. I'll come around.
Okay, man. Well, that's good.
Hey,
man.
I love fishing with you, man. I tell you, those 2 days we spent with you down there, that was a lot of fun, man. You're fun.
Well, come on back, Mickey.
Plenty of stories and all the good BS to go with a good fishing. That's
it, man. You never gonna run. Yeah, that's true, man. You're never going to run out of stuff to talk about as long as we've been around. But I got Doug Pike coming fishing. He's coming tomorrow. Doug's coming tomorrow. I'm going to fish with me, I think, Monday and Tuesday on the surf. Mm-hmm. And he brings his son down, and we fish the surf, try to fish the surf every year. And it's just been on fire, Mickey. God almighty. The last couple of days, a big fish I've seen in the surf. Just unbelievable. You know, I fished yesterday morning. I guess I got back in, and, you know, didn't get out there till late in the morning. And you just see the trout in the waves, trout, sharks, bluefish. Just amazing amount of fish they're catching in the surf.
Wherever the trout are in the surf, the old sharky's there with them. Them sharks are with them.
Tell you what, them sharks are thick right now, Mickey.
They are. You know, if sharks bit people, there would be 1,000 bites a day from what I'm hearing in the surf. Nobody's getting bit. They're eating all the fish.
No.
At least there's plenty of food for them. They don't need humans.
Yes, sir. That just goes to show you, if they bit people, you just, because they're swimming all around you, you don't realize they're swimming all around you all the
people
time.
Have no idea when they're in the water of what's in the water with them off our beachfront on the Texas coast. Uh-huh. All the creatures swimming around out there amongst them.
Yeah. I got this one guy that he's a professional swimmer, and he gets out there in that third bar, Mickey, and he swims about an hour and a half down that third bar free swimming. You know, that's
that's
he doesn't get bit, so, you know.
I know, but there's always a chance. That's I believe I could do my swimming somewhere else.
I think I'd go to the Olympic pool or something, but
well, yeah,
man, that guy.
That's what I'd do.
Yeah, he was a guy that a couple of years ago, we paddled way out on the outside on a surfboard. We're so proud of ourselves from getting out there in the big waves. Here he comes stroking by us with no surfboard and just leaves us, just takes off in the sunset. I go, well, not that good of shape, you know. Anyway, it's pretty
funny.
Boy,
don't you hate that? When those guys are just, I mean, man, they're like,
they just fly by you.
They just paddle a surfboard through all that just like it's nothing.
Yeah.
And I get out there, and I'm vapor locking by the time I get outside to break. I'm going to have to sit here for a minute before I catch one.
Yeah, I know what you mean, man. But
nowadays, I wouldn't even attempt it. They'd have to call a Coast Guard helicopter to come airlift me out of there.
That's good stuff. But, you know, one thing we got just tons of after this freeze is the amount of bait we have in the water and shrimp. So my buddies go offshore the last couple of days.
The surf is teeming with shrimp from here all the way to you.
I've never heard of them.
Yeah. Birds working everywhere. Yeah. It's crazy, man.
It's crazy. Well, my friends go offshore and they go up to a shrimp boat and they always offer them a six-pack of beer for some shrimp. Got Lauren, these 80-pound bags of shrimp. Doesn't even want any beer. Says, you can have all the shrimp you want. We can't even put them in the deal. And just giving them free shrimp, just, you know, hundreds of pounds of free shrimp. So my guys are just going out there and filling up coolers with shrimp because there's just too many shrimp or something. They can't put them in the storage.
Yeah, those guys are getting tight offering six-packs. We used to give them cases.
Yeah. Well, they didn't even want the beer.
I'd always take about three or four cases, you know.
Yeah.
Well, some of the boats we'd find out of Louisiana and Florida out there have been out there for a month. They're loving that beer, boy.
You know it, man.
I need a cold beer.
Hey, man, we got a basket of shrimp one day for a bag of Cheetos, buddy. We have nothing.
Boy, times were hard on that boat.
Hard on that boat. We go around. My buddy had the big bag of Cheetos. He goes, "That's good enough, man. Come on." So I come up there and give us a basket of shrimp on a bag of Cheetos, buddy. That's good stuff right there, man.
We did pull up a boat one time and said, "Man, we appreciate that beer, but y'all got any food in that boat? We're hungry." And they were all skinny and looked like they were malnourished. They'd been out there so long, man, on the water. I mean, those guys, they put their work in. They pay their dues for catching those shrimp offshore, man.
The best shrimp boat story I ever heard was that Dr. David McGee the other day talking about that when he was going in college in the it was on that podcast, The Speckled Truth, and he wanted a summer job, so he got talked into going off on one of those Gulf shrimpers, the deckhand, and he's never been on a shrimp boat.
Uh-oh.
And they stayed out 35 days. They were going to go on a 1 week, and they stayed out 35 days. He said, David said, the whole time I thought those guys hated me. They didn't talk to me. He said nothing, you know. And then we finally go into a port, like Freeport or some little port, and we finally go into land, you know, and we pull in there, and it's just nothing but a bunch of beer joints and stuff. And they got on dry land. He went on there and someone picked a fight with him in the beer joint and got in a fight. And all of his buddies from the shrimp boat jumped in. He said, "I never felt so much love in my life." He said, those guys did like me, man. It was a really good story, man. It was a really good story. But, Man, working on a shrimp boat in the old days is tough work. I've done it too. It's a hard job.
Oh, yeah. That's, you know, just deck in for an offshore boat or a shrimp boat, and you'll earn your money. You'll It's better than baling hay in the summer. I remember I did that one summer. Our coaches recommended do that, stay in shape, you know, get ready for two a days and all that. Go bale hay for about a month, boys. Oh, boy. And this heat.
Oh, man. That's something, man. Well, yeah, I worked on the bay shrimps, shrimp boats, you know, before the salt barrels, before they put them in the salt.
Right.
And they dump everything on the deck, and you take an old license plate off a car, and you push it in there and you pull the whiskers out and you grab them and you get the hard heads in your knuckles. A lot of fun, you know?
Oh, man. Hey, them nasty little hard heads. I put one up under my index finger, under the fingernail, and went all the way out of sight in there.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
And and I couldn't get it out. And my dad had to grab it with a pair of channel locks and then jerk it out of there. And when he did, it was just every heartbeat, I was just squirting a stream of blood out of there.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Cleaned it out. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it did. But it stung. Hard heads hurt, especially when they stay in you for a while.
Yeah, that's it's a nasty stick. And you know, they got a fish called a stargazer. Have you seen those?
Yes.
Well, light you up, buddy.
That's
they're
what
electrical fish. And we step them on the surface. They'll be in the surf and you'll step in it. But those old shrimpers never told me about those when we pulled out. And they'd watch me get hit by those things.
On the West Coast or in the Caribbean or whatever you step on, what's it called? A
stonefish?
Stonefish.
Or scorpionfish or stonefish. Maybe a scorpionfish, stonefish. Yeah, you're done. It messes you up. We don't have those, thank God. But we do have stargazers, and they'll bury up in the surf sometime. You'll step on them, and it'll light you up, man. Wow.
Boy.
But we got the stingray in the surf, Mickey. Oh, my God. The little bitty, like, hand-sized stingray everywhere.
That's the worst ones, man. Them little landmines is what I call them. Boy, they're nasty.
So if you're in the surf, watch it right now. This is stingray season, buddy. But
where are you, booties?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man. It's good to see our fishing turn around, though, because normally this time of year our water's so high. But, you know, we have an updwelling in our Gulf. I don't know if you did, but 2 days ago our water temperature changed 6 degrees in the Gulf. We had an updwelling.
Yeah.
And you go out one day, and it was really cool, and it pushed our fish off the beach several hundred yards. Now they're back. But what it did in Laguna Madre was really unique because we had a falling tide at the same time. So at the same time, we had an updwelling. So the water really never came in on the jetties like it should until the high tide. But when it came in on high tide, that bite was unbelievable. When that cool water hit the bay system, oh, my
really?
God. We had a bite on Wednesday and Thursday that was really good. You know, I had Fred on Thursday, and his son caught had a 26-inch and a couple 23s on top water. Just nice fish, man. Just
right.
Nice fish.
Man.
That's good.
Well,
good to get a little water.
You know, and we really don't know how many fish that we had in our bays that ended up in the surf in that freeze, you know, with that big tide fall that rode it out.
Yes, sir.
But now we're kind of seeing what might have materialized because, I mean, the surf is just teeming with life.
Yeah.
The whole Texas coast. It's crazy how many fish are in the surf right now. I hope they all come home and come into bays in winter this year. God, I can't wait.
And see, Mickey, we didn't have that last year. We didn't have that many. We had fish in the surf, and I caught them in September and October, big fish. But the middle summer like this, it wasn't as many. They were up in the bay system. But I really believe a lot of those fish moved out because we have, I mean, we got 90 miles of surf with fish in it. That's, and they're going to move in. We have all these shrimp in our system, too. I really believe a lot of these fish will move back in our system.
I think you're right.
I think
a whole we might lot be on to something, bud.
I hope so, man. I hope so, man.
Hey, hang on. Let me get this break in. I'll be right back at you, Cliff.
All right, buddy.
All right. Well, you know, Texan Roofing, they're the people I trust. Texan Roofing covers Houston and surrounding areas. Texan Roofing has free estimates on any roof leak repair or replacement. They do residential and commercial. And Texan Roofing has a Better Business Bureau A-plus rating with no complaints ever. And they're certified as a GAF Master Elite Shingle Applicator, so they can offer their customers the best material warranties available, and most importantly, a 25-year leak-free warranty. Along with their honest roof inspections, they treat their customers like family with A-plus installers and A-plus management. These are reasons to call Texan Roofing at 281-391-9600. That's 281-391-9600 or texanroofing.com. That's Texan Roofing, experience you can trust.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman.
Got a little southern drawl in my talk, little pickup truck on my highway.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 620 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's go back and talk some more with Captain Cliff Webb. All right, Cliff, we're back, buddy.
All right, man. I always enjoy that music. I don't know who's in charge of music there, but they're good, man.
That's Shagun in there this morning.
He's good, on. Man. He's yeah, good. He I is. Like him. Yeah.
He's finer than frog hair, baby.
He is good, man. But anyway, I'm sitting there waiting for getting the surf. I mean, just can't wait. My buddy just sent me a text. I'm in the surf. I'm going, man, you dog, don't be sending me that text, man. But I'm tied on top water right now. As I
speak. Are you?
I'm going to go see if I can.
Hey, did you ever do anything with all them corkies in your garage, man?
Let me tell you what. I've got more. I just started getting them out. I'm realizing how many custom colors that have never been made before that I've got. I'm looking at some of those colors. I go, man, these are unbelievable. No, I still got them. I'm holding on to my for my grandson. I don't know what he's going to do with them. But
that's what I was telling all my buddies the other day. I said, if I ever get low on corkies, I know where to go. I know a guy. They may need new hooks and split rings on them, but they're in good shape.
You know, you got crackheads, you got corky heads, man. That's what happened to me a while back. I hoarded those things, you know, and it's Wallace's fault, Jim's fault, because he started me on those
Jim
things.
Jim Wallace ruined everybody, man.
He came up, first time I met Jim, he dumps this whole duffel bag full of corkies on my kitchen table. Just help yourself. It's like, what? But he was, man, you think I had a lot of corkies. Oh, my God, man. And he got me going on those. But, you know, and back then, though, Mickey, they were just, all of them were so different, you know, so many of them weren't tuned, and you know, you had to go through so many to get the perfect twitch, you know, and that's what really is great about Jay and Low Olden's baits. They're so well tuned, and so the hardware and stuff is so much better than they've improved the product so much better. So now when you buy a custom corky or some of these other corkies, they're tuned well, and they've got the good split rings, good hooks. But back in the old days, it was a crapshoot. When you got fives, you had three of them to fish with, you're good, you know.
True. Because they all ran different. They weren't as true, but we figured out ways to tune them ourselves, you know, by bending the nose down, bending the tail down, getting that good boy, I used to love it when you take and I mean just hammer that thing, just beat on that corky and jig it so hard and then stop it, and it would do that little – it roll over on its side, and those trout would just suck it in, you know, like a bass eating a minnow. It just – the old corky thump, and you'd set the hook, and you'd see this huge mouth out there just wallowing, just shaking head coming to you.
Yeah, I love that stuff.
They had that thing all the way down in their crushers, man.
And you know, it was so good because it was flexible, and when they bit on it, and it kind of flexed with their mouth, they couldn't throw it as easy. And, you know, it's funny because all, you know, even mirror lures, that now that I'm really starting to throw mirror lures, I'm trying to, you know, you guys have been on them, and for a long time, but I'm kind of getting with the mirror lure guys. I talked to the Gunther brothers and stuff. They give me some colors, but you know, all those mirror lures don't run exactly the same either. You know, if you can reel one in and one has more shake, more, you know, more vibration than the other one. So, you know, it's funny how you need to tune your lures. You really do.
You know what we used to do with that 51M, you know, how the nose piece where you tie your line to is straight up and down with the lure. We used to turn it sideways. Right. And you'll get a side-to-side wiggle when you're reeling it in. There were some days they wanted that technique, and, buddy, they'd take the rod out of your hand. They'd hit it going the other way. Yeah. It was crazy.
Yeah, that's funny. So the first time I've seen it a couple of years ago, the guy, Bob, that catches all the tarpon off the jetty, he fishes the jetty, he's that little bitty mirrodine, that little tiny one, and he takes the front hook off and puts the next size bigger hook on it. He takes a pair of pliers and turns the nose sideways. Okay.
Yeah.
And then takes a little bitty bass weight, a little bitty cone weight, and slips it down inside the loop knot, and it lets it fall straight up and down. And he absolutely smokes the tarpon on it, you know. And, you know, I was talking to the Pice coming down. He's bringing me a bait. I think it's made by Nichols. I think it's made by DOA.
Yeah, it's a bait buster. Yeah, bait that's buster. Tarpon. Big time tarpon bait.
And he's going to bring me some down to try. Have you thrown those, Mickey?
No, I have not. Brian Barrera throws them religiously down there in South Padre, and he smokes a tarpon on them.
Yeah. I'm getting ready to go fish with Brian here in a couple of weeks, man. I can't wait.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm going down with Fred in the middle of the month, and fishing's been tarpon with Brian down there.
Fred's the one that turned me on to Brian, and then I met him at the fishing show and got to know him good. He is
great,
such a you know, him and Sharky are probably the two young guys that I've met that I've always been impressed with. They're very humble and very respectful of others and just, you know, positive, upbeat people that you just long to meet these days, you know?
Yeah, that's what I want
no
to go on a meeting
with.
Yeah, and, you know, I've got so many of these I'm not saying, you know, I have so many guys now that are so unpersonable with their clients. They don't talk to them. They stay on their phone. They throw their bait out for them. It's, you know, just a little bit. And it's kind of just like, let me get you out of here to get the next bunch in. It's not like the spending on a day on the water and trying to learn something and trying to enjoy company of someone else. It's a little bit different. It's more like we're selling fish. Well, you know, the real treasure of the outdoors, is the day, you know, the day that you got dealt and what happened.
Make the most
day,
of
you got to enjoy it. You know, you got to enjoy it.
Well, you know how you tell a guy in Galveston Bay, don't you? Just ride around, just look for all the guys sitting behind the console on their phones networking. That's how you determine that. I've never seen nothing like it.
Yeah, I know it, man.
I didn't know I booked a guy for the day and went out there to learn something from him and fish with him, and all he did was talk on the phone with all of his other guide buddies. Hey, you getting them? Where you at? What you getting? You catching them?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And there's still some good ones, too. We have some good ones. You know, we have some really good ones that are so personal, like Brian and these other guys.
Sure.
Sharky and these other guys. That's some good ones. But then we have a whole bunch that just kind of just don't really love. It's not a passion to them like we've got. Doesn't really love it. They're doing it. It's easy money in quick, and, you know, I don't have to get a real job type deal. So that's
right. Well,
they
you take their cell phones and their croaker buckets away from them, and they'll have to get a real job.
That's it. That's the first thing I hear when I walk up to the marina. I walk down the roll about 20 guides, and all I hear is, how's the bait look?
Yeah.
You know, how's the croaker look? Instead of, they didn't even look at their customers and shake their hand or anything. It's, how's the bait? I get in the boat. You know, it's like, I'll talk to these customers a little bit, you know. You might get a free taco. You're nice to them, you know.
That's it. Be personable with them. My customers are like my friends, you know.
That's it. Same here.
I've built a good relationship with them, and we all know each other and what to expect out of each other, and we just go fishing, man. We don't.
And that's why I couldn't retire, you know. That's why we can't retire, Mickey. I mean, I'd lose my friends. I tried to retire, and I missed all my friends. I go, man, I got to go back and see my guys, what they're doing.
I'm telling you.
What their kids did for deer lease and stuff. You miss all that stuff, man.
All the good stories, and they kind of keep you in touch with what's going on in their world versus yours. And, hey, it makes for a good day. Plus, you catch a few fish.
It kind of tunes you up. Yeah.
Heck yeah.
And they tune you up fishing, too, Mickey. They tune you up because these guys I'm bringing always got something to show me. They said, well, I learned this from so and so, and I heard this, and it kind of helps you, you know. So I'm always learning off those guys, too. I'm learning off my clients all the time. You know, it's not always about me teaching them. I'm teaching them,
You know, we got a lot that have been in it 35 and 40 years and everything, and you still learn. You're never too old, and you're never that good that you know everything. There's always a new trick.
Yeah, it's so true, man. These new guys are really smart, some of them, man. They just read all the latest techniques and the latest rigging. You know, it's smart to pay attention to them, too. You know, they do have some good stuff to teach you.
Yeah, close your mouth and open your ears up every once in a while. You might learn something.
Well,
with me,
I don't know about closing my mouth. I just keep my ears open, Mickey. But,
well, yeah,
you know,
well, that's true. We are talkers, man. It's there's never a dull moment in our boats. You can bet on that.
Oh, man, that's good.
But that's fun.
Yeah,
it's
I can't wait
fun,
for the
buddy.
Week, man. You can't wait for Doug to get here. I'm going to do a little beach fishing with him and Christian, his son. It's going to be a lot of fun, man.
Well, I'll be thinking about you boys.
Well, come on down, Mickey, in early week. Come on, man. Get in that truck and drive. Come on,
I wish I could get away. I ought to do it. Just jump in the truck and get the heck out of Dodge.
Yeah, it's an easy drive. Come on down. We'll do a little surf fishing.
Let me know the mask situation where I need to buy me a pack of masks or whatever. I'm telling you.
No, it's not going on here. It's just
no,
nuts. You know, it's just
I don't think in Texas we're going to comply to that. We've had enough.
I don't know what's going on.
We've seen it with and without, and it's no different. If
I know it.
I mean, here I got a mask on. If I can smell a woman's perfume through it when I'm at the grocery store, surely I can pick up the germ, you know? Come on, man. All right,
yeah, I
buddy.
Don't know what's going on, man. But anyway, hang in there, Mickey. It'll get better.
Hey, it's got to. You got that right. Well, hey, look, man. Always look at that glass as half full and not half empty. How about that?
That's it, buddy. That's it, all man. Right, that's well, it.
Somebody wants to come down and do it up. Throw them out a number, Cliff.
All right, Mickey. I'm in area code 361-949-0707. Thanks for having me on, Mickey.
Hey, thank you. See you, man.
All right, buddy.
All right.
Okay.
That's Captain Cliff Webb down in Corpus Christi. Great guy. If you never fished with him, you might want to try it before you. It's time to check out. He's a good one to go with. A lot of fun. Even if the fishing's bad, you're going to have a good time. Well, you know, it's another innovation from Seaguar. They're the proven leader in saltwater leader material. Introducing the new gold label leader material. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater. It creates more natural presentations for better catch rates, especially in clear water on leader shy fish. And the new gold label, it's made with exclusive Seaguar fluorocarbon resins and a double structure process, which provides exceptional knot and tensile strength. Yet it's soft and it cinches easily for fail-safe knots. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer. You can learn more. Go online at Seaguar.com.
Texans practice tomorrow morning. And just because it's the weekend doesn't mean we're not covering it. Starting at 12 noon, it's the Camp Casario Saturday Special with instant reaction from practice number 4 and the latest on Deshaun Watson. Join Sean Pendergast, Landry Locker, and John Lopez tomorrow from 12 to 2 during the Camp Casario Saturday Special. Insider access, exclusive content, Sports Radio 610. The Texans play here.
Captain Mickey for Boyd's One Stop. They're the home of the supercharged, super slimy powerhouse croakers, and they're located right at the base of the Texas City Dike at 227 Dike Road. And if you're looking for quality bait for your next fishing trip, look no farther than Boyd's. From their tanks to your live well, it's as good as it can possibly be. And there's no better way to live your bait than with their oxygen response system. You can check them out firsthand at the store. They've got their bottles on display. They actually refill your bottles there with their regulators, diffusers, hoses, anything you need. They've got it. And if you need more info, call Jason at 281-701-8107. He can steer you in the right direction. Check out all their wild-caught Guff shrimp, their big U-10s. That's those 9-12 count Guff shrimp. You can't get any better. Great deals, great prices, plenty of availability. Check them out at boydsonestop.com, or you can call them at 409-945-4001. And when you go by the store and see the good folks at Boyd's, please tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Saturday morning. Sure looks good out there. Hope everybody catches them up today and does it in a safe way and with a lot of consideration. Consider your fellow fishermen. I know I'm probably wasting my breath saying that. Sometimes etiquette is right out the window. Oh, goodness. All right. Well, let's run up to Lake Livingston. Pinwall Campground and Marina, and let's hook up with Harry Detan, see what he's up to. Harry, what's up?
Looks like we're heading for another pretty nice day up here today. I mean,
yeah.
I think we just kind of got gray overcast skies and all, and I'm not sure that ain't the searing dust. I'm not sure what it is, but anyway. It's whatever it is.
Sahara dust. Oh, yes, man, we got it all these days, don't we?
I think so. You know, it kind of makes the I don't know if you've noticed the sunset. It's like they're a little more redder.
Yeah, it makes for a redder sunset with a little haze sure in the does. Sky. And yeah.
Uh-huh.
Sunrises, also, too.
It does.
And so, another thing it does, it deters the hurricane season activity.
We're grateful.
Yeah.
That,
send all of it you want. I'll, you know, they're making us wear a mask anyway. That dust ain't going to bother me.
Lynn. And I grew up in New Mexico where the dirt blew every day. They didn't call it Sahara dust. They just call it red sand. And
that's
all.
It. Like West Texas and over where you were at, man, that's just that's a common practice, just normal life.
You know, I've told it 1,000 times, one of the things I remember most about my mother when we was little old kids running around, she always had a broom and sweeping sand out of the house, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Those houses then, they're not sealed up as tight as
No, they weren't are. Built as tight as these houses nowadays. My dad used to tell me the same stories, man, growing up out in West Texas in big dust storms. He said it was a nightmare. Yeah. It was nasty.
You know, Mickey, I've seen that sand blow so hard, it would drift like drifts of snow.
Yeah, like snow drifts. Yeah, sand drifts.
Uh-huh. And they just drift, and you drive down them old highways, and your tires just bump, 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 bump. I mean, as far as you could go. I mean, it was terrible.
Well, it was like wave ripples on the bottom of the bay or the beach, you know, from the wind, you know.
Yeah, it was. But except you can't pull the nose of that car up and get out of that, you know.
You can't. You just got to ride it. It's like a...
got to ride it. Yeah, it's got to ride it. But anyway, things have been pretty good up at Livingston. You know, we're right at normal pool, maybe just an inch over, but that's about it. And you know, the release has come down, you know, we're a little over 3,700.
Yeah, 30, almost 3,800 or something. That's the lowest I've seen that release in months.
In a while, it really is. And, I mean, it's came right on down and the other day I was looking up river at the river channel. There's just not hardly any water to speak of in the river coming down out of Dallas. A little bit, you know, here and there, but nothing like we're accustomed to seeing.
No. So,
and, you know, but everything's really pretty good here. Livingston, the water looks real good. Everything's good. You know, this high pressure or whatever you want to call it, you know, to me it's kind of slowed the fishing just a little bit. You know, the whites, you still catch whites, but they're not quite like they were, a week or so ago. So, anyway, we'll just kind of wait and see on that. But you can still catch some nice white bass. So, anyway, things are
I've been seeing some pretty good, you know, on social media. I've been seeing some pretty good piles of white bass.
Uh-huh.
You know, from some of the gads up there.
Yeah, they've been doing all right.
Are there on Lake Livingston? Is there quite a few to cover people when they come up? I mean, how does that work? I don't know.
There's not that many as far as I know.
I didn't think so either.
There's some I've never even heard of. I don't know where they came from, but
right.
You'd think by now I'd know just about everybody around the lake. But there's you know, I'm going to say there's probably off the top of my head probably 3 or 4 that I know of,
right?
And all, and you know, sometimes that's about it. You know, and there may be more. I just, you know, Livingston's a pretty good sized lake, so I just don't really know. But anyway, there
now these new catfish limits at Livingston is going to stay the same with 50, right? 50 catfish.
Mickey, now don't get me to laugh because I haven't seen a new manual, and I guess you have to go out on the internet and pull it up like that, isn't that correct? Or?
Yeah, and then you know when everybody goes to renew September 1st, you'll get your new handbook for the year.
Yeah.
Well,
are they going to print a handbook?
Yeah, they do. They did last year, you know, when I went and renewed.
Yeah.
Which was you had to make an appointment, you know, because of all the COVID mess and everything.
Yeah.
And
the reason I said I thought I heard a rumor that they wasn't going to print one. You had to go to the internet, and that doesn't seem quite right. I mean,
not everybody's got internet. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe this day and age, but it happens.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of people, you know, they don't have internet, and it's hard to put that. Well, I guess you can on these iPhones, you know. I mean, but it's hard to put that internet in your tackle box or in the glove box on your boat. You know
right.
what I mean? I mean, there ain't nothing like a, just a plain old book. So, I guess we'll find out, you know. Sure will. You know, we wound up going over to Rayburn there Monday, and we fished a little bit over in Rayburn, and we caught some crappie. We was a little bit shorter. We only caught about 20 crappie, but to me, crappie fishing was a little bit tough, but we did. The one that we caught was really pretty nice crappie. Of course, you know, probably, you know, I'll get right down to it. If I fish more over there, we'd probably caught more. But we just kind of went cold on the whim and wound up doing all right, I guess. So we had a good time. You know, I mean, it was a nice day and nice and hot, and there wasn't very little wind, so everything worked out pretty good. But and then, you know, here on Livingston, a couple of friends of mine have been crappie fishing, and they're catching some pretty nice crappie from time to time out underneath some of these deeper boat docks and stuff. But seem like, you know, the fish, like over on Rayburn, you know, there's probably about 13 foot and about 22 or 23 foot of water. It's kind of sitting on some of them stumps and brush piles and stuff.
Right.
Well, anyway, we had a good time. I don't know what this weekend's going to turn out to be. I mean, I can kind of gauge the weekends by Friday nights, and actually, Friday was a little bit slower last night than what it normally is. I don't know if kids or people getting school closed or whatever, but you know, here the last last year or so, Friday's kind of turned into a Saturday, and then you got Friday and Saturday both, and then Sunday. But things were a little bit slower, you know. But there's not as many people in the campground last night as what there normally is. So, you know, it's either hot weather or school starting, one or the other. That's all I know, you know. But anyway, it'll just kind of be what it'll be, you know. But this morning, it's really pretty pleasant outside. I don't know what the temperature is. I didn't look at my gauge, but I'm sure it's in the upper 70s, somewhere right in there.
Yeah, you're a little cooler up there starting out the mornings than we are, but in the afternoons you'll get hotter than we do on the coast.
You know, Mickey, I saw a couple of days this week that I saw 102 on my truck. I mean, it's really hot. And I saw there the other day, it said it was 91 degrees, and I said, boy, that sure is a hot 91 degrees. I don't know if I believe that thermometer that day or what, but I guarantee you, you know, it was plenty, plenty warm. And
right.
All. So, anyway, that's all right.
On the coast, it's the coolest it's been all night, and it's 88.3 at Morgan's Point, 88.5 at Eagle Point, so. Excuse me, 80.2. I'm looking at water temps. And, 82.
That sure would have felt good this winter when it was 7 degrees and stuff like that.
Oh, like February? I'm telling you, man.
Lord. If it had just switched and gave us some of that, we'd all be in better shape.
Well,
we're just not
used to getting that cold here in the great state of Texas.
Oh,
jeez, that was cold.
No.
Well, if you live up in the panhandle, that's one thing. But down here along the coast, no, we're not good for that.
You know, I told you my rule of thumb on that, didn't I, Mickey, the weather. You know, if you're coming to an area and you want to know what the weather's like, kind of like East Texas, and you get in, you get to looking around, and you see a hose bib in somebody's backyard sticking up on a piece of plastic pipe, it shouldn't get that cold.
That's right.
I mean, yeah. There's more plastic pipe sticking out of the ground in East Texas than you can count.
That's the way it is around my place. You know, I've got different hose bibs sticking up like that for watering locations.
That's right. You'd never run plumbing in the attic in the panhandle. I guarantee you that.
No,
never work. Nuh-uh.
Not going to happen.
Not going to happen. That one friend of mine, you know, his pipes froze in the attic, and they hadn't been in this area that long. They came from Oklahoma, and he didn't even realize that the plumbing was in the attic. And he said, "My gosh." He said, "I never even dreamed they'd put plumbing in the attic." He said, "If it hadn't been for the bathtub," he said, "it leaked right over the bathtub and everything caved in over the bathtub. Luckily, we didn't have a lot of water anywhere because it went down the drain, you know." He said, "I never even thought about putting plumbing in the attic."
Yeah, he was one of the lucky ones, you know, in the way they run them through the walls and everything else. Crazy, man.
You know, and you know, there's still people trying to recover from that, Mickey. I mean, you know, that's a bitter pill to swallow. You know, I mean, there's one little old church up here, and those people they've taken out all of the sheetrock and stuff on all the walls, everything. There wasn't anybody in the building, you know, and nobody thought about it freezing up, and I mean it busted everywhere. You know, they're sheetrocking. They're coming along, but you know, I mean, it just takes time to do it. And if you got a whole pocket full of money, you can do it real quick. But you know, they're making progress. But I'm sure there's a lot of people that's still kind of in a bind about getting some of that cleaned up.
Well, you know, we're talking about all this plumbing stuff. You know, we got issues down here on the coast. You know, everybody's using their beach houses more than ever, and you know, because summer thing. I had a listener send me some photos of some, you know, raw sewage leaks, there in the Freeport area down at Surfside. Well, it's making the news now, all this raw sewage everywhere, and just and that ends up right in the water, man.
It does.
Bacteria, it's just crazy. This day and age, we still got problems like that.
Oh yeah, yeah, it does. You know, I was talking to somebody the other day, they was talking about letting their kids swim in the lake and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I said, well, the best I can tell you, I said, you need to go down and get you about 1 ounce of rubbing alcohol and about an ounce of vinegar and mix them together. And when they come out of the water, put a few drops of that in each ear and take a water hose and wash them down real quick. I said, you know, you're getting the temperature. You know, that's lake water out there. And, you know, and that water's collected from 750 miles in the state of Texas and hundreds of thousands of acres, you know, and it's coming on down, you know, and you get water temperatures up above 80 and bacteria
like levels through the roof, and all the contaminants that run off with all the rain we've had. And we just lost a really good gad on the Texas coast this week to that flesh-eating bacteria.
Really?
He, he cut his foot on an oyster shell or something wading, I don't know. And very next day they had to amputate his leg, and it overwhelmed him, and he became septic and everything else, and he passed away.
That's terrible.
It's a terrible thing.
That's not good at all. That's so sad. It really is.
And that's something you got to be really aware of this time of year. If you got any cuts or anything on you, or get cut while you're in the water, immediately get out and, you know, boil it out with peroxide, use some bleach or something and to kill that bacteria, because it's bad. It'll kill you.
Yeah. Well, like this lake water, and I mean, as hot as it is, I mean, bacteria is growing by the second, you know what I mean?
Sure it is.
I mean, it's not a good deal, you know what I mean? But, you know, people still get in it, swim in it, and everything else. But my best advice especially on the kids, is doctor them ears as soon as they come out and take a water hose and scrub them off and hope for the best. You know, I mean, It's not good. It really isn't. And yeah, but you can pick up all kinds of whatever, you know, in that water. I mean,
oh yeah,
you know, like Livingston. Livingston has a huge watershed to it, and water comes from everywhere. You know, I mean. So anyway, that's kind of the way it is. But I can understand, like, the beach houses, you know, I mean, having sewer problems, you know, because they've kind of got an overload on their systems and stuff like that. And, you know, we can tell a difference up here on Livingston on like a busy weekend or even a normal weekend in the summer. But, you know, our water pressure, it'll drop a little bit because people
right.
come up to lake houses, you know, and they're using water too. And we'll have pretty good water pressure during the weekdays, but starting, you know, Friday night or whatever, the water pressure, it's going to drop just a little bit. That's just because there's more usage on it.
The best thing that's happened, you know, on the coastal areas, you know, in the county I'm at and everything, we all have these aerobic septic systems.
Right,
and,
right.
I know they're expensive, you know, but, you have to do it now. You build anything new. There's no more seepage drains or any of that kind of stuff. But it treats that water, you know, through that chlorinator and everything. By the time it gets to the, you know, to the water tank at the end of the line, and for your sprinkler system, it's clean, and it doesn't hurt the environment, and it doesn't run off into the bays and hurt things.
Yeah.
And that's that was one of the great inventions of our time, you know, as far as cleaning
several
up.
Several years ago, I used to go around and around with this local water company up here, and this was 15 years ago at least, I'd open my taps on my water, and I just get old brown, rusty water, you know, and you couldn't wash clothes in it. If you did, you stained them all orange or whatever, and it is a mess. And so one day I got me two clean mayonnaise jars, and I went over to my water tap, and I filled it up with the water that we're supposed to be drinking, and then I went down to my sewer system and got me a jar of that. And, of course, that water coming out of that sewer system, I mean, it was crystal clear, you know. I mean,
right.
And I took it down there, and I set it on that manager's desk, and which one of these would you like to drink? Of course, he pointed to the clear one, and I said, that's out of my sewer system. This other mess is out of my water tap, you know. I mean, we got to do something with it.
Yeah, but, you tell me.
Yeah.
All right, Harry. I got to roll, man. I'm out of time. But if somebody wants to come up to Penwall Campground and Marina, how they give you a call, bud?
Just give us a call. That number is 936-967-4752. Everybody have a good, safe holiday out here.
We're going to do it, buddy. See you, Harry. Take care.
You bet.
All right, that's Harry Detan up at Lake Livingston. That's all the time we have for today's show, but tomorrow morning we'll be back bright and early at 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.